Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now I need to tell you this. The devil has an army of evil spirits that you are fighting against. So it's important for you to recognize your enemy, because this is the first key to defeating him. And the Bible provides for us names of principal evil spirits and the associated behavior that they have, how they attempt to influence you. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be giving you their names. And today I want to just begin with five. The first one is called the spirit of bondage. The behavior associated with the spirit of bondage is oppression. To be oppressed in your mind. Also lust. To be stirred emotionally. Also sexual sins, compulsive sins, compulsive behavior, and addictions. All of these come by the influence of a spirit of bondage. When you begin to feel something happening to you in these areas, you can say, spirit of bondage, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you and I cast you out. Get away from me. I don't receive that in Jesus' name. And then there's the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is responsible for bringing you phobias, anxiety, nightmares, fear of death, rejection, even stress. Some of you know people who have high anxiety. That's a spirit of fear working on them. People who have phobias, they're afraid of heights. They're afraid to be in close quarters. Some people are actually afraid of going outside of their homes. That's an evil spirit. You can bind the evil spirit in the name of Jesus and say, come out of that person in Jesus' name. Now, once again, please understand, before you cast out an evil spirit, consider the spiritual condition of the person, because it's very, very important. I just told you that when you're dealing with evil spirits, you have to have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ to cast out an evil spirit out of an individual who really is not living for Christ, or his relationship is shaky with the Lord, will just bring in more evil spirits. And then there's the spirit of heaviness. And this is one we all need to pay attention to, the spirit of heaviness, because it brings sorrow into your life. It brings grief, a hopelessness, a discouragement, loneliness. It also brings gluttony into your life. That's a spirit of heaviness. When you begin to feel gloomy and sad and oppressed or depressed, you need to bind the spirit of heaviness and tell it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may think, well, I never have to deal with the spirit of depression, of oppression. You know, one day personally, I was driving in the car, and the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I want you every morning now to bind and cast out the spirit of depression and oppression out of your life. I said, what? He said, do it. So I'm driving down the highway, and I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of depression and oppression. I tell you to leave me now in Jesus' name. I said, I bind the spirit of heaviness. Get out. Go. Leave me. Go, 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 go. Folks, as God is my witness, I felt a joy come over me. I started smiling. I started laughing. I started looking at the people around me. I felt like honking the horn. I'm feeling really good. I don't know about you. Folks, every day you need to do it. These are spirit beings, and we don't even pay attention to the ones that are so subtle like that. But, you know, look at people around you. How much have you been smiling lately? You probably don't know. Ask the people around you. How much have you been smiling lately? See, a lot of times there is a spirit that is oppressing you because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you don't have any joy. You just feel kind of, bleh. How do you feel today? Well, I feel, bleh. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah, I'm trying to get to joy, but I feel, bleh. You need to rebuke the spirit of depression and oppression, and you will see that you will be released and have the joy of the Lord in your life. That's my personal testimony. There's also a spirit of infirmity. A spirit of infirmity is one who brings lingering illness. You ever have an illness where it just seems it just doesn't go away no matter what you do? It just that cough, you know, and then we try to find a name for it. Well, it's my allergy. Well, it's wintertime now. Well, it's a peanut allergy. When's the last time you had peanut butter? Oh, 3 years ago. We try to find reasons for the things that we go through. Folks, listen. There's a spirit of infirmity that brings lingering illness. You need to say when you're sick, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, get off of my life. Go from me. Now, you know, there's some people who say, well, Pastor, you know, I get nervous when you talk so loud. You don't have to talk that loud, especially when you're talking to the devil. All you have to say is, devil, go. Go, devil, go. The Bible says Jesus rebuked the devil. Rebuke means with a loud voice and forcefully. Don't play with the devil. And if you're afraid when it's really loud, you got a spirit of fear in you. We need to cast that out too. And then there's the spirit of jealousy. Oh, let me finish the spirit of infirmity. Frailty, a fever, a disease, illnesses that cannot be identified. That is amazing. There are illnesses that the doctors don't even know what they are. But they're real. Well, it's because it's spiritually influenced. And then there's a spirit of jealousy. People who are just naturally suspicious. Well, I'm just naturally suspicious. I got the spirit of suspicion. No, you may have the spirit of jealousy. Spirit of jealousy brings competitiveness. It brings an unforgivingness or unforgiving spirit about ourselves. It's revenge. It's cruelty. It's also murder. You know, Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy. Don't associate with people who are jealous. Now, some of you may be in relationships with jealous people. What do you mean by that? They want to know where you are all the time. They just left you and they call you on the phone. Hello, where are you? Well, I just walked inside the house. Well, I just wanted to make sure you were there. You know, when you were on the way, I saw you looking at that person. Looking at that person, that was the mailman. He's 80 years old. Well, I saw you. You just had a little gleam in your eye. See, the spirit of jealousy, remember, we're talking about spirits. They're unreasonable. It has nothing to do with what makes sense. In Genesis 4 and 5, it says, the Lord accepted Abel's sacrifice, but he did not accept Cain's fruit and vegetables. The Lord had said that you need to give me a lamb from the flock. And so Cain, the brother of Abel, said, I'm a farmer. I would rather give you my good fruits and vegetables. So imagine bringing to the Lord fruit and vegetables. What's God's going to eat it? Well, the Bible says God didn't accept his fruit and vegetables. This made Cain very angry. And then the Lord said to him, Cain, why are you so angry? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out, because sin is crouching at the door. It's eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master. This is a conversation between God and Cain about jealousy. Well, God gave him some good advice, but the Bible says the next day Cain suggested to his brother Abel, let's go out and let's talk in the field. And while they were out in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him over jealousy. Folks, the spirit of jealousy will bring murder. You need not to be associating with jealous people. In fact, if you're going out with a jealous person right now, you may want to just send them a little note. Don't even call. Send them a little note. Say, I don't live here anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore, and have a good life, because I'm going to live. The spirit of jealousy is one that will try to hurt you. Cain killed his brother as a result of that spirit. Let me say something. Whatever you do not master, whatever you fail to master, will become your master in your life. God said you need to step over these feelings that you have, because sin is crouching at your door. You must master your emotions. Folks, can I tell you this? You better master your emotions. Because if you don't, then your emotions will master you and get you into a lot of trouble. And some people are in a lot of trouble because of their emotions. You don't have to say amen. You can say, oh me.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now perhaps you recognize one of these spirits is influencing you. There are many Christians under spiritual oppression in some area of their lives, and that's what we're talking about this today. Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the oppressed and to the captives. He accomplished this by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Acts 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Now, the devil attacks God's people through oppression. Now, the word to oppress actually means touching in different degrees of opposition. Satan exerts spiritual and natural pressure by these principal spirits that we'll be talking about. Now, because of Jesus Christ, we don't have to live under the oppression or the control of the devil. Don't let the devil control your life. Don't allow him to intimidate you. We talked last time about intimidation. The devil uses people. Don't let people intimidate you. Some people carry a spirit of intimidation. You feel like I gotta, when they come in a room, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do this, and I gotta, no, you do that for God. You don't do that for people, unless you're in the military now. Now, in the military, that's a different world. So you have to, you know what I mean? You have to stand tall. You have to salute. But when you're not in the military, don't allow people to intimidate you. In fact, don't even let the military people intimidate you. Just understand that's a part of your job, but it is not your job to be fearful of people. The Bible says the fear of man is a snare. It's a trap. The Bible gives us a great verse. It says, the Lord is on my side. What shall I fear? What man can do to me? Don't you allow people to control you. Somebody say amen. Now listen to what Jesus said. He said in Luke 4 and 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised." That word bruised actually means those wounded and at the point of being broken emotionally. Now, all of us have gone through things emotionally in our lives. It's important for you to understand that the devil wants to bring you into emotional bondage. He will do it through a soul tie. He will do it through a situation that happens to you. He will do it on your job. The devil is a devil who tries to oppress people. Now, one of the primary aspects of Jesus's ministry was spiritual warfare over demonic forces. Wherever he went, he was confronted by demonic forces, and he confronted them right back. The time he went into the synagogue, there was a spirit there. Jesus just walked in the church, and the spirit starts shouting out, "What are you doing here? Why are you bothering us? Why did you come to church today?" Jesus cut him short and with a loud voice said, "Be silent and come out of him." The Bible says all of a sudden, the spirit threw the man on the ground. He began convulsing, and it came out of him. That was a good service that day. The Bible says he left from there and he went to Simon Peter's house and found that his mother-in-law was very sick with a high fever. Now listen to this. The Bible says they came to Jesus and said, "Will you please heal her?" So Jesus went to where she was in bed and he rebuked the fever. He said, "Fever, come off of her." And it left her. And then she got up and she prepared them some food. It's interesting to know that even some illnesses are caused, even fevers are caused by evil spirits. The Bible says he rebuked the fever. How do you rebuke a fever? You rebuke a person, not an it or a thing. Some of the things that we deal with in regards to sickness are sometimes the influence of an evil spirit, and you need to understand that. The Bible says, as the sun went down that evening, that people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus, and no matter what their disease was, the touch of his hand, he healed everyone. Many were possessed with evil spirits, and the evil spirits came out at his command, shouting, "You're the Son of God! You're the Son of God!" And they were gone. Because, you know, they can't talk unless they're in somebody's body. That's like possession and oppression. Christians cannot be possessed by an evil spirit because you're possessed by the Lord. Do you see that? Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will be with you and in you. Where the Holy Spirit is in, the devil can't be there. However, the Bible says that we were created spirit, soul, and body. There are three parts of us: spirit, soul, and body. And so the evil spirit will always try to connect with your soul, which is your reason and your mind, or your body. He can't touch your spirit. So you can be manipulated and influenced through oppression, but never possession. So repeat after me: I can be oppressed, but never possessed by the devil. Now, one of the ways that Satan attacks, and he begins his attack, is by tempting you with thoughts. The Bible says, and this is important for you to understand when we start talking about temptation, folks. In James 1 and 13, it says, "Don't let anyone say when they're tempted, 'I'm being tempted by God. Why did God let that happen? I think God is tempting me.'" No, God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. So please never say, "God is tempting me." The Bible says, "But each one is tempted when they are drawn away by their own desires and enticed by their lust. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, results in death. Don't you let this deceive you," the Bible says. Now, just because the devil parades a thought through your mind, it does not mean you sin until you act upon it. A bird can fly over your head, but It doesn't mean you have to allow it to build a nest on your head. You need to understand that, yes, the devil will attack you with thoughts. Terrible thoughts. Doesn't mean you sin. Unless you rehearse them over and over in your mind and say, oh, yeah, I like that. Woo, devil, give me some more of that. Woo, woo. Of course, you won't be reading the Bible. You'll be reading something else. So you need to understand that the devil is going to try to tempt you. Why? Because he's always looking for an open door into your life. And as he finds that open door, that's when he'll try to build a stronghold in your life. What is a stronghold? It's a place where the devil can live and he can, and he's active in your life. Like one of those principal spirits that I mentioned to you. It could be jealousy. It could be unforgiveness. It could be fear. Job himself, he said, the things that I most greatly feared has come upon me. There was a place. There was an opening in his life. And when you have an opening in your life because you haven't surrendered all to God, that's when the devil can come in and take advantage of your life. And then you will need deliverance so that God can relieve you of these things. Now, Satan attempts to influence us through disobedience. That's number one. The Bible says in Romans 6 and 12, though, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not let your lustful desires have their way. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, since you have been given a new life. And use your whole body as a tool to what is right in glorifying God. God wants you to live a holy life, morally pure. You need to understand, as a child of God, you are not controlled by your sinful nature any longer. You have to yield to that. You've got to open the door to that. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 9, you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God is living in you, if you're a Christian, you are not controlled by the devil. You've got to yield to the devil. He's not controlling you. It's your choice, in other words. But then it says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Yes, as a Christian, if you give way to your lustful desires, the things that are disobeying God, the Bible says, well, guess what? You're going to die in your sins. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we find deliverance through the name of Jesus Christ. We find deliverance through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, let not sin have control over you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Embracing Your Destiny, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word every day, we just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their life. I pray for blessing upon them today.
whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.